Benvenuti. Welcome, everyone, to Italian Pod's News and Features show.
Yay! Blim, 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 blim.
I don't think you are possessed with the spirit of the season, Marco.
Blim, 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 blim.
Na, 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 na.
Thank you, Irene. So we are here in the studio, the Italian Pod team, and that is me, Catherine, Marco, and Irene.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.
So we're hoping that you have a wonderful, wonderful start to the Christmas season. And of course, we hope that we're a part of that. You're off work. You're relaxing. You want to learn a language, of course. Italian being the language of choice.
No better way, not better season than Christmas for learning Italian, they say.
It is romantic and family-oriented.
And during Christmas Day, you never have anything to do, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So we do have...
Learn Italian.
The gift of language.
So this week we have especially Christmas-crafted lessons.
Yes, we do. Among them, the first, of course, I'll ask Irene to explain because this is her brainchild. This is a work of art. It's all about that famous Shakespearean hero.
So, to be or not to be? So it's like Hamlet doubt, but... about Christmas and about things that in Italy usually we do or we ate at Christmas.
Exactly.
Say no more.
Well, I will say a little bit more because I want to give a little context. In Italy, there are two very, very, very special Christmassy cake, dessert, sweet things. And so the question is, which one should you eat? And we all have opinions about it. And you'll hear all about those opinions in this lesson. The second lesson we should mention, Marco.
It's a tragic epilogue of what we all know as the one of the greatest wonder in the world. That is the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We all knew what it was going to happen. And it happened in this lesson.
Yes. Falling down, falling down, falling down.
Oh, no.
It was just a matter of time.
And we also have a couple of lessons about the holidays. So we've got a Christmas lesson about giving gifts, receiving gifts, and not being so happy with gifts. So we hope that you enjoy that and learn some things about expressing these needs and opinions and everything else that goes along with that in Italian. I'd also like to mention that maybe you noticed on Saturday there was no culture show. That's because we're going to be taking a brief pause from the culture shows right now because we feel that we have really realized the potential of the travel show. And so we're brainstorming new ideas and trying to make the service as best as we can for you, our dear, dear listeners. So continue, please, to post on the website and to write us your ideas and thoughts and comments into Practice at Italian. We have an email address you can write to us at?
italianpod@blimblimblimblimblimblim.com. Mm-hmm. No, it's italianpod@praxislanguage.com. Don't give me that look.
I'll give you whatever look I want. So from all of us here at Italian Pod, we do hope you have the most wonderful, wonderful holiday season. And we hope that you have the chance to take a break and to put on those headphones and to hang out and learn some Italian. So ciao a tutti.
Ciao. Buon Natale.
Ciao.